Is there extremism in the U.S. military? There is certainly evidence that extremists do get in and do cause problems. Joining us right now, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett to shed some more light on this. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
There is concern about extremism within the military. Give us some examples.
Well, I mean, just think about the recent case in Northern California, Stephen Carrillo, a staff sergeant in the U.S. Air Force, has been charged with shooting at and killing one of two federal security guards at a federal building in San Francisco and then killing a Santa Cruz County deputy sheriff a few days later. We had this example back in 2019 of a lieutenant in the U.S. Coast Guard that had been arrested initially on drugs and weapons violations, but then they realized that he belonged to these white nationalist groups. He had a hit list of folks that he thought were too liberal, in effect, that he was going to kill. And the list goes on. I mean, there was actually an arrest yesterday that we just heard about of an Army private that had attempted, or I guess had provided to a neo-Nazi group the movements of his unit. In other words, where they were going, how many of them there would be, et cetera. I guess what the belief is that they were going to attack his own unit. So it's a fairly long list. You know, would it be fair to say that there's a large percentage of the military thinking this way? And the answer, of course, is no. But it's a problem. It's a problem for the military to sort out and actually detect people for having these sort of beliefs. And, you know, it gets thorny, Paul, because of First Amendment issues. So.
Sure. Well, and the other complication, too, is are these people that have this ideology with them when they join the military, or are they becoming indoctrinated once they've already joined the military?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, if you look at the number of either intercepted acts that didn't occur because the military and or the FBI got word of it and stopped it, or acts that are actually committed, I think the numbers are probably higher for people who have been released from active duty, that were on active duty for a period of time. There has been some examples, yes, of them finding people in the military that practice these beliefs that haven't harmed anybody or planned an attack. But, you know, the thought is that, in particular, after you leave the military, if you're disillusioned, maybe you fought in Afghanistan, Iraq, etc., you sort of lose that brotherhood and you're disillusioned about what the country is doing and the direction it's going. And so they're attracted to these groups because they're, you know, they sort of have a paramilitary hierarchy, at least the white supremacists, the neo-Nazis do. So, you know, part of it is that, I think.
Yeah. What, if anything, is the military doing to react to this?
Well, I think they're trying to do a better job of screening at the front end before folks actually join. Now, I can tell you, since I've done so many background investigations on people, that mm-hmm. you really have to do some digging if you're going to, unless they're very blatant online and otherwise, to figure out sort of what their beliefs are. I don't know how realistic that is, considering the number of people the military needs to hire in any given month. I mean, I think we have between 1.3 and 1.4 million people across the branches and maybe 800,000 in the National Guard. That's a lot of people that keep flowing in and out of the military as their time, you know, expires. So, but they're doing that. They've also asked, and they might even make it mandatory, perhaps, to report any extremist behavior or actions. You know, the Military Times did what I would call a very small study where they asked active duty people if they've ever witnessed any sort of white nationalist or white supremacy, neo-Nazi type behavior. And, you know, about 20% of them said that they had at least seen something that fit that definition. So what does that mean? I don't know, but that is out there.
I'm sure there's probably a reluctance on the part of people in the military to report their fellow, soldiers or officers, if they suspect them of something or they see that kind of activity. But maybe that needs to happen more. If somebody sees somebody doing something that they don't approve of, let a superior officer know.
Right. And if you think about it, with that 1.4 and 800,000 number I just gave you, that's what, 2 million people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still less than 1% of the population of this country that's in the military. After the draft ended in 1973, obviously it's all voluntary. And when you break that down, there is a significant number of people from the Southeast and the Northwest who both have, obviously it depends on the location, have histories of more right-wing extremist activity. I'm only suggesting that, you know, some people may come into the military being exposed to this type of thinking just because of where they came from.
Yeah. Fascinating stuff. Really interesting. Wish we had more time, Brad. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much for shedding some light on that.
Anytime. Take care, Paul.
You too. Bye-bye.